Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I'm going to talk about social media and also about blogging and the importance of really about blogging. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 347-324-3460. We're live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I guess to begin with, about social media is a new landscape of marketing. And if you're going to be a business today, you have to know the ins and outs of social media. You need to get yourself abreast on social media. Now, some people say that they can't necessarily measure the impact of social media, but I can tell you if you do it the right way, you will feel the impact of social media. It's getting your brand out. It's getting your name out is what it's all about. Now, for example, some people say, I don't hear a tree that falls in the forest. However, it makes waves. So anything is in this particular universe, regardless if it's matter or anything physical, that's mean the tree does make a sound if there's no one to hear it because it still makes a sound. And it has an impact on the environment. It has an impact on matter. It has an impact in that forest. So if a tree falls, imagine this, tree falls, for various reasons, wind or whatever, there's an action that happens. So when it falls, boom, it's on the ground. Now, think of that as your marketing campaign. You have social media out there, and just thinking about the tree, your social media is falling. Slowly, I'm going to put that keyword, slowly, it becomes a new environment on the ground. From ants, bugs, this or that, slowly see, oh, we have a new source to deal with, termites. Now, I know you say, why are you using insects and not compared to people itself? But really think about it. When that tree falls on the ground, it was serving a purpose while it was standing. That's your campaign right there. And you have the structure of your campaign together, okay? Your tree is blossom. Your company is blossom. You're trying to get your company to blossom. And it's standing straight up, has all these beautiful elements about it, and you think it's going to slowly die. That don't mean it's going to slowly die. So when it falls, think about it. Boom. When it hits the ground, that's when your campaign starts. Okay? You have all these nutrients in this tree. It's going to attract a lot of people. It's going to attract a lot of insects, a lot of animals, okay? Don't think that when it falls that it doesn't have an impact whatsoever to the ground. The ground is your world, okay? It attracts people, okay? Because people will sit on it if they're walking by. It attracts insects. It's a home for insects. And people will slowly consume it. Termites will slowly find out, oh, we have another eating source that's right there in front of us. And we can just tunnel straight up into that tree. So think of your customers the same way. It might not happen quickly, but you have brand awareness, and it will make an impact. So you need to invest in the long term. You necessarily can't measure this in a month. But however, is everything you do is putting traffic to back who you are. Think of that tree as your website. That tree is your company. And when it lands, now it begins to attract people. Now you have to bring people in. So you're communicating, you bring in people in. And part of that website, with your company, is your front door or your window to your business, your website is. You have to communicate with people to try to get them engaged, to attract people to your business. Do what you can to attract your business. Facebook and Twitter is prime examples. Those are the main social places you can try. Also, Google Plus. and drive slowly. If write something every single day slowly into the social media world, and you will attract people. And if you have great content, which is really what this is all about, you will attract people. So once you get your little website, you can get it from GoDaddy. And I need to get an affiliate code from them because I'm always selling GoDaddy. But when you get that, all you need to do after that is this, okay? Get your website, get your domain, get your website, social media, I mean, get your Facebook account, get your Google Plus account, get your Twitter accounts, and then get your blog. So you need a blog. And say why you need a blog. A blog is your content because Google and the search engines love good content that's keyword rich. So if in the past I talk about a lawyer. Lawyer is a really competitive profession. But if you specialize in a particular area, you just want to continue to focus on articles about the law. Short articles, at least 200, by 300 words or 250 at least. But if you can get to 500 is better. And just mix it up with if you're going to do like you're a bankruptcy attorney, you want to be the best bankruptcy attorney there is. You want to talk about every single facet, but don't put it all in one big article. Spread it out. Talk about this particular article, for example, how to file. So do the steps of the filing, okay? Now, that's day one. Then break it down in simple terms of how to do that, okay? And what's going to happen is another article. What's the pros and cons of it? Another article. So build an article. And I guarantee if you blog something every single day, Google is going to come visit you several times a week because they want that fresh content for their customers that's looking for searches. Because if they're looking for searches, if it's matched to yours, they get more advertisers appear on their pages, and more clicks they should be able to get and impressions they should get. So that's why they want it. So if you blog every day, they're going to come to you almost every day or every 3 days. So keep that in mind. That's really important when you get ready to blog. I'm going to talk about real quick about, just saw something from HubZone regarding 55 brands of rocking social media. Great thing. They're talking about, they're focused on their particular article. They're talking about Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. And I'm just going to kind of give you some highlights about it. They're talking about the visual content on Facebook. They show photos. If you look at some pages within Facebook first, look at the collage that people have made on Starbucks. They took a lot of pictures within Instagram of different colors, kind of give you different depth, and they put a collage together of different pictures about their product. And, of course, they have their logo. So take a look at that, and kind of they're all different free apps that will give you this particular option of nice big picture to tell your particular story and drive people to that your page to get you more and more likes so you can get connected. Offer special promotions. Offer discounts. Offer, even if you offer free services, say, hey, here's a coupon for a free service or a free consultation. So use this and have them to think that is a value. They're getting a good deal to drive traffic. Okay, so take a look at Starbucks. Done a very great job. They have, 5.1 million people? They have 30 million likes. It's 162,000 people talking about it. But they're Starbucks. Okay, also, Sunrise Signs has a real good wall picture. They have their logo, of course, and they have like 1,000 likes. Okay. Then if you look at Fanta, is another one. They have a nice, cute picture that's really attractive. I was one of the people, I really didn't like the wall picture. Now I understand the wall picture, why they have it, because they're bringing a mental picture in your head about that particular brand. So when you see that brand, you think about that picture. So it was really a genius, but I give a hats off to Facebook, so they got it. Okay, also there is Amsterdam Printing. They have like a picture of different color water bottles in different colors, but it's really colorful, and we can identify with it. And across the board, Uberd, Interactive Marketing, they have a lot of companies. They have Urban Daddy you can take a look at on Facebook. And And Coca-Cola has 42 million likes. My gosh, what a brand. And it's all about brand awareness. They are really building their brand. GE has 321,000 likes. iStock photo. Oh, it's a beautiful photo that looks like it's out of the 70s, kind of that 70s orange look or something. But take a look at that iStock photo on Facebook. GoPro has a picture of a camera, and there's a big old picture of a guy is on a motorbike or something like that. Either he's probably on the motorbike, but you can see the sky in the background. But kind of take a look at that on Facebook and look at what those companies are trying to say about that product. It's colorful, it's inviting, and it tells a story. Has a logo in the little logo box, and then it has a picture about their particular brand. And you can pretty much take a picture anywhere and have the photographer kind of enhance it. Hey, I want you to take a few pictures for me for this and that, or enhance the picture. You can stretch your pictures out. You can do a lot of things on just a simple camera, even a camera phone today with high resolution. So that's my thing on Facebook, photo albums. Okay, upload lots of pictures. But if you upload those pictures, make sure you put some description so the search engine know what that description is about. You heard of alt tags. So you have a picture, tell a story. People want to hear this, a simple story, but say what's in that story and title. When you say that photo, make sure that photo has a name, and then on the page, make sure you type a little story about that particular photo. And people enjoy the photo. The search engines like the additional content, and they like to know what that picture says, because think about it, a lot of companies actually search for pictures for marketing presentation, and Google is giving it to them, but they're giving it to them because they already describe what that picture is about, because it locks into that keyword of that picture. So kind of keep that in mind. Educate yourself on your audience. Here it says impact branding. Companies that blogged effectively generate 55% more traffic, 70% more leads. We get a lot of leads for our company itself. It's not all the leads that we really want, but I can tell you our phones ring pretty much 200 calls a day. We have a small staff. We get 200 leads a day during the week, and we get, from phone calls, from emails. We are really branding ourselves out there. So also it says here on impact branding is number 7. 90% of consumers' buying decision starts on the web, okay? Nurturing leads produce on the average 20% increase in sales opportunity versus non-nurtured leads. That means they want you to, when that tree drops in the forest, okay, is nurturing the environment. Picture that, okay? All these bugs is going to kind of go to that particular tree because now it's nurturing. Now, you don't see the immediate impact, but think about the whole process. It grew, and it falls, and slowly, of course, is dying. However, it's been absorbed into the earth, but it's feeding everybody. It's feeding that whole ecosystem and providing service. It can take years before that tree totally dissolves between nothing. I mean, we're talking about years. But you are making bugs like it. The environment loves it. So it serves this particular purpose. What you need to do is once you get there, you have to stay there. So just think about that, okay? Impact. Boom. Impact branding. Okay, let's go to some more stuff. Betty Crocker has a great campaign as well. They do Fan of the Week. And if, like, for example, the best picture of the week you can offer, hey, you'll get free this. Hey, if you upload your picture, get a free that. So just make your interaction with your people, with your fans. If you interact with them, get them to respond. You get more likes. You get this and that. You get the equity out of it. So just be interactive. I know it's time-consuming. Get an intern to help you if that's the case for school. Okay, on here it says visual content on Pinterest. So we're going to take a break real quick and come back and talk about visual content on Pinterest. Pinterest is the newest, And I say newest and the greatest. So let's take a break real quick. Take a break from our sponsor, and we'll be back with the Core Business Show. It's Tim Jacquet, your host.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, we're back again. We're talking about social media and blogging. And, of course, when I talk about social media and blogging, I've talked about the importance of blogging. The reason you want to blog, keep in mind, the web loves fresh content, original content. Okay, fresh content, original content. You blog every day, you will get the benefits. You see your traffic rankings will just drop. Boom, and traffic rankings are great because that gets you on the first page for that particular keyword. So focus, hammer on those keywords for your particular business and your brand, okay? Keywords will be your industry you're in, what you're trying to rank for, and you also want to rank for your particular company as well. Okay, let's talk about visual content on Pinterest. Okay, great content. Pinterest is the great and the latest. It's really visual, and it really plays into what Facebook addressed in visual presentation. So if I just Google, I'm going to Google a Pinterest and kind of give you what their definition of what is Pinterest is. It says, a content sharing service that allows members to pin images, video, other objects to the pin board, also include in social media network features. Boom. That is the description of Pinterest. Wikipedia says Pinterest is a pinboard-style social photo sharing website that allows users to create and manage theme-based images, collecting image collections such as events and interests, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, let's talk about Pinterest, the new, latest, and greatest. Get yourself on the Pinterest account. They have a huge impact. Okay, I'm looking at their board, and here's a company called Chobani, C-H-O-B-A-N-I. Here's an example. Create multiple boards with images that relates to your brand. Brand awareness. Okay, so I'm looking at this company. Let me pull it over to this other screen. Sorry about that. I need to start broadcasting live. Okay, so here it is. Note they have one image that says nothing but good, and it has a love cake, but it has a cake item here. It has some little kids here. I mean, it's real good imaging, and they have a huge image with a message, and they have little sub-images in here, and they say, do you want to follow it? So click follow. Follow all. Here's another one from the same company. It has 18 likes of the same as Chobani brand. They have some more images. They have cookies. They have smoothies. I'm assuming that they have a brand of bakery products or flavors. So here's Orc has another. The vacuum cleaner is made easy, based out of Nashville. They have 22 boards. That's mean Pinterest boards. They have 562 pins. This means they have 562 images. They have 29 likes, and you can follow it all. They have 1,000 followers, 11 following them. They have activities. They have some repins. So take a look at it. Again, it's all about images. I haven't dived into Pinterest. I just know the SEO benefits of it, so kind of keep that in mind. Okay, here's another one about Oric. They have floors of, just you name it. They have different tiles. They have these 70s-looking floors. They have some rugs here. They have, all they did is took great pictures. I don't know if it's theirs, but they just took great pictures of floors, and they own the contents of those pictures. So if you see something, take a picture. Get your, use your cell phone. Take a lot of pictures. Take some stunning pictures. That's different, unusual, and focus on that particular picture. That can relate to your particular brand that brings people back to it. Remember, when you take a picture, you own the content of that picture, okay? And make sure you label what that picture is about. Okay, blue tile, buy in your company name or your company website, okay? So it can link back to you since you own the content. Remember, you take the picture, you own the content. Okay, here's Mashable. Here's another one. They talk about themselves. They have tech and gadgets. They have web humor. They have infographics. They have tips and tricks and social media. So look at them also on Pinterest. They have a lot of pictures and Ferris wheels and the little guy with the big old eyes, that the little troll. That's what it is. It's a troll. So look at their toys on Mashable as well. Easy has another great site, a lot of good pins on it as well. They have 30 boards, 1,500 pins. They have 16 likes. Have everything across the board. And, oh my gosh, Instagram just really, really brings a new depth of their pictures. So take a look at EC's on Pinterest. And Drake University have a good one. Peapods Delivers have a good one, or has a good presentation about food with a logo. And, oh, my gosh, the food looks so freaking good. I mean, if you go to a restaurant, if you have a restaurant, you need to take pictures of your food in the best presentations, in the best lighting if possible, in the best effects. So take a whole bunch of pictures and get your best. GE is okay. AARP is great. So the Whole Foods has some things as well. So take a look at Pinterest and kind of follow them. Minted, it's another one. Cub Monaco has another one, so forth. So let's move on to visual content on Instagram. Puma on Instagram has some wonderful photos. Again, Pepsi Max has some great things on Instagram. Coach has some great ones. They have 22,000 followers, 47 photos. So you're getting the picture. Do a lot of photos, okay? Photos drives content, okay? Brisk Billboard has some photos. And again, if you run across a celebrity, take a picture and post it, because you own the content. It's your picture. And anybody who uses a picture actually owe you royalties for it, but good luck in trying to collect them over the web. Okay, so let's look at visual content on Twitter. There's a lot of web applications to kind of help you craft your own background. I'm not good at that. I'm going to have to get used to it. But use your background to list key features of your products and services. And slowly these programs get easier and easier. You can contract someone to do this. There is a site called Fiverr, F-L-I-V-V-E-V-R, yeah, Fiverr. And they will, for $5, put something together for you. And, look for someone who's doing a toilet paste. Tell them exactly what you want, how you want it, and see what you can get for $5. You can't really lose nothing for $5. Also, another company is on board as well. You can search that particular site, and it kind of give you some web access. Well, some people, contractors, that's around the world that does SEO stuff, does all types of different things. My mind just went blank because I had it up a few minutes ago, so I can't find offhand. But anyway, I'll find it and post it to the site later today. But they're kind of a freelance SEO contracting services. But I'll post that later. And if it comes to me before the end of the show, I can also mention. If not, I'll mention some other episodes. If you listen to our other episodes, we do mention that. SitePorn has a good background in different colors. Calipira has also a good Twitter. Idea Paint has also a good one. A simple picture with a whiteboard in the background. Snapple, you know, they have a lot of money, so they can do what they want. But, you know, I'm going back to that other little company, Idea Paint. It's a nice one. It's just a huge photo, and they put it in the background. So some of these things you can do, they just have to be creative. Make it simple, make it clean, and that's all it was about, simple and clean. Okay, so anyway, that's my presentation when it comes to social media. Talked about the importance, again, on blogging, how important it is for you to blog. The web love, a lot of content. Keep that in mind. So anyway, that's about social media. It's about blogging. And FYI, a question always comes up regarding WordPress. Okay, if you get a GoDaddy account, you need to get a hosting account. So you can get that hosting account and do yourself a favor and get WordPress for free. Use a template or go to the websites and try and put the template together. Use the simple templates first, then do a subdomain and get yourself a template that you like and slowly build that up the way you like, and then you can kind of launch it and kind of switch it out in your subdomain. So some social media type networking. I'm just full of ups today. I have a lot of stuff going on today. It's the beginning of the month. But, for example, if you want to tile your social media accounts together, like Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, look at Hootsuite. It's a great program. You can put articles in there, and you can schedule things for a whole year. And but, again, try to blog every single day. I know it's taxing. Write something. And it took me a month to get content ready. But just blog what you can. If you can do three times a week, do three times a week. But just in the habit, just write something at the top of the day, your thoughts about a particular item. Hootsuite is a great. It's only $5 a month, but it will organize all those things together and track it. Also, Crowd Booster is another one. Social Pro is also another one. MXF one called Your Buzz is another one. So those tie all your social media links together. I don't know if they have Pinterest tied to that yet, since Pinterest has just been new recently, but I'm sure Hootsuite in the future and Social Bro. TweetDeck is another fun one you can need to take a look at. It's like Twitter and steroids. Is another one for you to look at as well. So take a look at all four of those, five of those. I know MX is free. It don't give you a lot of features, but it give you enough that you can do a great job. So everybody, thank you for listening to the show today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host of The Core Business Show, and this improvised version of social media and blogging. Everybody have a great day and take care. God bless.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.